AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says something different needs to be done to stop a growing spread of the coronavirus.
This is going to get worse because we're going more into a colder season as we get through the fall and into the winter. With the holiday season going, we've got to do something different.
Fauci told CNBC a more unified approach to prevent the spread may be needed. The coronavirus is still forcing employers to cut jobs, but the government says the number of people filing for unemployment last week was at the lowest level in 7 months. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate, but the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The Vatican is ending Pope Francis's general audiences with the public. There's been a surge in coronavirus cases in Italy and a confirmed infection at last week's papal audience. President Trump campaigns today in Florida and North Carolina. Joe Biden will be in Florida. More than 2 million homes are in the dark after Zeta moved through the South. There have been at least three reported deaths. Stephanie Becknell lives in New Orleans.
We just cleaned up our yard and decorated for Halloween, so now we have to do it all over again.
Zeta was a Category 2 hurricane when it hit Louisiana. The party's chairman tells the AP hackers stole more than $2 million from the Wisconsin Republican Party's account that was being used to help re-elect President Trump. This is AP News. Hampton Court Palace is said to be one of the most haunted palaces in Britain. Henry VIII is the palace's most famous resident and brought all six of his wives there. Could some of them still be stalking the grounds? Jo Cooper leads ghost tours of the palace. She says a couple of visitors had a close encounter. They passed out.
When they came round, they reported that the minute they entered, they felt cold, as if they'd walked into a freezer. And then they felt as if they'd been punched. And then blackness as they fell to the floor.
Legend has it Henry's fifth wife, Catherine Howard, made a last desperate beg for mercy at the castle. There have been sightings of a woman.
Just going through like a mist. And all the time shrieking and sobbing as if her life were in danger.
When something goes bump in the night at Hampton Court Palace, who knows what might be there. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.